As reported by Tom Blackwell of the National Post this week, a clinic opened this week offering a private medicine first in Canada, intensive care counseling and portable electronic health records specifically for fee-paying cancer patients. The people behind MedCore Cancer said they will provide the kind of comprehensive aid in dealing with the disease and healthcare system that many cancer patients now cannot get. Clients will pay about $2,500, but the physicians say any medically necessary services will be charged to the Medicare system as legally required. It's the latest in a growing field of private healthcare initiatives, and the Ontario government says it will watch the clinic closely to ensure it abides by the law. Joining us this afternoon is Dr. Akbar Khan, founder and medical director of MediCore Cancer Centres Incorporated. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Dworkin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you. Very good. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It's our pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
What have been your concerns about the provision of healthcare services for cancer patients?
Well, we've had a number of concerns. I've been doing a practice of cancer patients where we've been optimizing their healthcare and looking after their symptom control in their own homes for the last 12 years. And over that period of time, patients have made many requests for services from me, which are essentially outside of OHIP. And we've been struggling, and we have a small team, we've been struggling to provide these services, and quite often they're provided for free. And many of the services we're simply not able to provide to the patients. And so based on this experience, I've really been very, very frustrated, and it peaked last year, and I said, enough is enough, and we need to do something more.
What do you believe was missing to complement the medical care to patients? So you've mentioned that a lot of ancillary services that are not covered under OHIP in Ontario were services that you're providing. What areas do you find that are important and necessary for these patients?
Well, I can give you a couple of examples. One is continuous support from their physicians. For example, 24-hour on-call. This is, I find, to be a vital service, especially for cancer patients, because they have many different problems that come up suddenly, and typically it's on a Sunday evening. You had your chemo, you're in pain, or you're vomiting, and patients don't really know what to do, and they end up in the emergency. They have no personal physician they can call. So this is one of the areas where we've tried to remedy the situation. And another area is in holistic care, where services like dietitian, counseling, naturopathic, physio, these are not covered under OHIP, and really the OHIP system has been cutting back over these services over the last few years.
So say someone was to avail themselves to your services at the MediCore centers, what would be their experience? Say they're coming in for the first time, they have a diagnosis of a particular cancer, how would they be treated as they came into your center?
Okay, well, initially when patients come in, we ask them to fill out a pre-registration questionnaire so we collect up some of their information. And the first visit is with the physician, and right now it's just me. We're expecting very low volumes of patients, and the idea is to provide extremely personalized care. So we collect all their health information from the other providers. We assemble that on our server in the office, and that gets put onto a portable electronic health record. I can get into more detail on that later if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a comprehensive consultation with the physician, and we look at a number of areas. We look at the typical medical areas, medical history, cancer history, and so on. Then we do a holistic review. We also provide a lot of education and discussion of all their questions. And then there's a number of other supportive services, such as home care services or living will, if they require those. And then the final part would be the health record. Now, that's part one of the consultation. It's a very thorough consultation, and we've had to actually break it up into two parts because we're just a little concerned cancer patients might get tired being in the office for such a long period of time.
Right.
So the second part is assessment and treatment if needed by two of our health specialist teams. So it could be any two people from our group of counselor, naturopathic doctor, massage therapist, dietitian, or I think I missed one.
that's no problem.
We have five people. We have so many. Physio, I think, was the last one.
Right.
So that's the second part of the consultation. And because a number of patients are looking for alternative or complementary treatments, and they're really out on their own at the present time, what we do is we have a more evidence-based naturopathic doctor in our clinic and as well as supervised by me. So we both work together, MD plus ND. and we provide them what we feel are reasonable complementary or alternative treatments.
So these are treatments that have had some clinical studies to back up their use?
That's right. They're treatments that have had either clinical studies which may be considered weak by the general medical community, or there's case reports and there's at least some kind of evidence behind it, and we would assess the safety and the risks and benefits and discuss that with the patient.
Now, you mentioned the electronic medical record, and how does this help patients, and how do they integrate with this record in terms of managing their own care?
Okay, well, this medical record, what we've done is, I believe it's a first of its kind in Canada, because we're actually putting together all the health information onto a PDA, onto a handheld computer, and the patient carries it with them. And the benefits to that over the traditional, well, I call it traditional, it's still evolving, but the internet-based health record, the benefits are that it's available at the point of patient contact, and it's available, the information is available in seconds. So even an emergency paramedic, for example, can access it. So we put their entire past history, their cancer history, current medications, allergies, even lab tests and imaging reports, complementary therapies, it's all on the handheld computer. And so when the patient has a contact with the system, it doesn't matter who, the health professional is able to access that information instantly. Whereas traditionally, the hospitals are not all interconnected. They're not all interconnected with the family doctor's offices, all the outside labs, they're not interconnected. So any other internet-based e-health system is incomplete at the present time.
So this acts sort of like the intermediary which joins up all the other parts together because you have a central data record that the patient carries with them.
Exactly. That's what our office does is we centralize. We collect all their information proactively, and we make it all up to date and put it in one place, and it goes with the patient.
Now, has there been an interest in the center? Have there been patients that have come to the center this past week?
Well, it's only been open for 2 days.
Right.
We've had a number of inquiries. There is interest. We haven't actually registered anyone yet, but there has been quite a bit of interest, yes.
Now, NDP leader Howard Hampton, I think, in the legislature this week was pointing criticisms at the McGuinty Liberal government that this is just another example of two-tiered care,
yes.
That it's somehow a backdoor way to introduce two-tiered care. And as well that this takes physicians out of the healthcare system to provide this care to patients. How do you respond to that criticism?
Okay, well, I think I'll respond to the second part first. Taking physicians out of the public system, well, I'm continuing with my public practice, but in terms of, let's say, amount of patients cared for, my patient volumes are going to go up. So I find that that argument really doesn't apply to us. We're quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. We're also providing care for complex patients. So we're not filtering off the easy patients off the public system. We're actually taking the most complex patients and providing intense care for them. And so we're actually unburdening the public system. Now, the two-tier argument, yes, you know, two-tier is out there already. And that's the thing that people really don't quite understand is the system. Even though they call it one tier, it's actually two. Well, I call it multi-tier, but it is already two-tier. For example, medications are not paid for every citizen. Private nursing can be purchased. Private dietitian services, private physiotherapy services. All this other services can be purchased except for physician services. So the system really is very much two-tier already.
So in other words, you're packaging this all together of services that are already services that need to be paid for, that are not covered by the provincial government.
Exactly. We firmly believe that these services should be covered for all patients, but because they're not, patients simply cannot wait for these services to be covered. Patients are sick today, and patients are frustrated, and we're frustrated in not being able to provide the care for them. So this is really why we've put the clinic together.
Well, Dr. Khan, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I wish you all the best of luck with this. I think it is a very good idea.
Thank you very much for having me. And if there's anyone who has any inquiries about the clinic, I would just direct them to the website, www.medicorecancer.com.
Dr. Khan, thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
Dr. Akbar Khan is founder and medical director of Medicore Cancer Centers Incorporated in North York in Toronto. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and we're going to be coming up with Dr. Alan Drummond talking about emergency room backlogs and waiting times. You're listening to Sunday House Call. We'll be back in just a few minutes.